Thank you. Friends, brothers, sisters, like you, I woke up on this bank holiday Monday absolutely shocked to see what I saw on my TV, to hear on my radio that 10 at that time citizens of the world were killed. For what crime? Because they cared and showed the leadership that our leaders did not in getting aid to the people of Gaza. That flotilla was in those waters simply for that reason. In international waters, not Israeli territory. And I'm absolutely sickened, not only with the way they physically abuse innocent people, but the way Israeli representatives abuse the English language when they commit atrocities, when they carry out acts of terrorism and dare to call it self-defense. But I tell you this, the spirit of those 700 people who left the safety of their homes only because they cared about the suffering of the people of Gaza to take aid to those people. Their spirit has not been stifled. We are here today to show our humanitarian concern for them and for the Palestinians who continue to suffer. And brothers and sisters, yes, the Foreign Secretary has acknowledged that international rules are being broken and that there should have been no restriction in the first place to humanitarian aid. But is this enough?
No!
Of course not. We have had enough of hand-wringing. We have had enough of mealy-mouthed so-called condemnations. It's time for action. It's time for sanctions. Drop the double standards. We are not saying that Israel should be singled out. We are saying stop treating Israel with kid gloves and stop these disgusting double standards where a state like Israel, in front of the whole world, not only massacred Gazans, but now feels it has the right to massacre the innocents of people who've come from over 40 different countries. If ever there was an act of terrorism, which is intimidation and the use of violence for political aims, Israel has demonstrated it this morning. And we are here to say, we are here to say that we will not be silenced, we will not be intimidated. Our humanity and compassion will not be limited by one single drop. My own personal friends, Kevin Ovenden, Ismail Patel, I've been a photographer, are on that flotilla. I don't know if they're amongst the dead or injured or the ones who are still alive and presumably terrified right now. But I want our hearts and message to go out to those people whose even messages are being jammed as we stand here, that they know somewhere that we are gathered here today. Those are the people, had they been here, would have been gathering support for people suffering over there. So let us stand in solidarity with those people. Let us march together today on the embassy of Israel. But when we go back home to our cities, let this not stop here. I'm proud, as a councillor in Birmingham, I managed to get cross-party agreement to boycott Israel. Boycott Israel. Let's make sure that we roll it out all across the city, all across the country.